The pinnacle of Pulaski's success came with the discovery of the Fingal loading at Greenock, Scotland. The Fingal was a fast steamer, purchased by Bullock for the South in September 1861 and loaded with guns, ammunition, clothing, materials, and medical supplies to aid the Confederacy. The ship was discovered by Northern agent Ed Brennan, who traced the shipment of gun cases from London to Greenock, where he witnessed them being loaded onto the ship. Brennan managed to confirm the cargo when he recognized the markings of Isaac Campbell and Company. For several days, he reported the ship's hourly loading progress to Pulaski, who in turn reported to Sanford. The Fingal finally left port on October 9th, but Brennan had not seen Bullock on board the ship at any time. In order to escape detection, Bullock had clandestinely traveled down the coast to Holyhead, where he boarded the Fingal on 15 October. Unaware of his departure, Pulaski's men continued to report on the activities of B and Company up to Bullock's return to Britain in March 1862. Despite the success of Pulaski's men, within just a few months, his entire operation had been disbanded. Why? Because of the problem of redundancy. U.S. Consul Morris and U.S. Ambassador to England Francis Adams had paid £270 for the same Fingal information from their own sources. The appearance of reports about Sanford's operations in England in the British press had led Seward to appoint an alternative network. Sanford would remain an intelligence chief on the continent, but Francis Adams would take over operations inside England. After Pulaski's decline, the man in charge of stopping the burgeoning Southern fleet in Britain was Thomas Haynes Dudley, American consul at Liverpool during the Civil War. Dudley arrived in Britain on 19 November 1861. He was a lawyer from New Jersey who had chosen the Liverpool position over being minister to Japan solely for health reasons. Almost by accident, Dudley would play the essential role that would affect the outcome of the war itself. Dudley's adversary for the duration of the conflict was James Dunwoody Bullock, a brilliant Confederate administrator and striking human resource. His combination of business skill, experience, and social graces made him the most formidable Southern secret agent in Europe. Bullock had arrived in London for June 1861, months ahead of Dudley, and had lost no time in starting his mission. He immediately began buying up all types of military supplies for the South and began preparations for the first British-built Confederate cruiser. During the summer of 1861, Bullock loaded a ship, the Bermuda, with arms to be sent to the South by running the Northern blockade. The Bermuda was owned and outfitted by the British firm Fraser Trenholm Company, which bankrolled Southern purchases of armaments throughout the war. The North knew all about the Bermuda and other ships that were to try their luck against the blockade. An intelligence network run by Henry Shelton Sanford, U.S. Minister to Belgium, was already in place in Britain and gathering information about Southern activities. Sanford's system was improved upon by Dudley, who utilized a number of Northern sympathizers, including many shipyard workers involved with building the Confederate ships, as well as an expert private detective and his own two eyes. Dudley often walked around the shipyards in disguise, questioning the workers himself or spied on ships' progress with binoculars. As a rule, Dudley kept extensive records of all the information he received from his various spies. It was his treasure trove of collected intelligence that backed the U.S. claims for reparations from Britain following the end of the American Civil War.